AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The Pfizer coronavirus vaccine is getting full approval from the Food and Drug Administration.
We want to underscore that our efforts to move as quickly as possible have in no way sacrificed scientific standards or the integrity of our process.
Acting FDA Commissioner Dr. Janet Woodcock says she hopes final approval of the vaccine will convince the skeptics that it's a good time to get vaccinated. There will soon be mandatory vaccinations in the military.
The Pentagon says spokesman John Kirby is preparing to make the COVID-19 vaccine mandatory in the military.
The health of the force is, as always, of our military and our civilian employees, families, and communities is a top priority. So it's important to remind everyone that these efforts ensure the safety of our service members and promote the readiness of our force, not to mention the health and safety of the communities around the country in which we live.
While he didn't give a timeline, Kirby says Pentagon officials are preparing to issue guidance to require vaccinations now that the Pfizer vaccine has been given full approval. I'm Shelley Adler.
The military reported its biggest day of airlifts out of Afghanistan by far, but the Taliban signaled they might shut down the evacuation. Major General Hank Taylor is with the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Our mission remains focused on ensuring a steady flow of evacuees out of Kabul to the intermediate staging bases and safe havens.
A Taliban spokesman says the August 31st deadline for the U.S. to leave Afghanistan is a red line that the U.S. must not cross. This is Andrew Cuomo's last day on the job as governor of New York. He resigned rather than face the possibility of impeachment over sexual harassment allegations.
There was a political and media stampede, but the truth will out in time. Of that, I am confident.
Cuomo says he didn't want to cause government paralysis. This is AP News. New York City public schools are mandating coronavirus vaccinations for all teachers and staff, no exceptions.
Classes start September 13th. This marks the first flat-out vaccine mandate for New York City workers. The previous requirement was vaccinate or test, and if you did not comply, it was an unpaid suspension. Vaccine mandates for teachers in the U.S. are fairly rare. So far, though, Washington State, for one, says teachers must be inoculated or face dismissal. Vaccinate or test requirements are a bit more common. Julie Walker, New York.
Several senators are questioning the Food and Drug Administration's work with a consulting firm that helped businesses sell prescription painkillers during the nation's overdose crisis. Democrat Maggie Hassan in New Hampshire and Republican Chuck Grassley in Iowa, among others, have asked the FDA about potential conflicts of interest in its work with McKinsey and Company. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.